Hi, Ruby.
Hi there,
what's
Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
I'm calling because of something I heard on your program last week. I'm going to give you a very brief background. When I was a tiny kid, I had panic disorder, except those days they didn't know it, but they were treating me with, I think it was called meprobamate. It was a really heavy-duty tranquilizer because in those days they didn't know what panic disorder was. And I had that for all my life. And my dad had it too, so I think I inherited the tendency. And then when I was under some real stress a number of years ago, I had supraventricular tachycardia, which I'm thinking kind of was, you know, after a lifetime of the panic disorder things, just that's what got me. And they put me on metoprolol.
Yep.
And I took that, and, you know, I haven't had any incidents of that for, you know, years, but I want to get off that damn drug. And so last week I heard a couple of things that got my attention. One person was saying that they took extra magnesium and they got rid of their irregular heartbeat. And also you spoke to somebody else about, I don't remember what, but said that more taurine in the blood helps us grow new brain cells and is also good for arrhythmias. So I'm wondering if there's something I can do that is natural so I can get off this damn metoprolol. I've tried getting off a couple times, like, you know, just kind of going off gradually, but I had a problem with some diagnosis of some dizziness that all the researchers of the UW and about a zillion tests never could figure out the source of. And when I would cut down on the metoprolol, then my dizziness would increase. So I have been able to cut down to like 3/4 of the dose that I'm okay on that now, so I'm going to try to see. But what is your idea on this?
Okay, well, several of them. You did mention magnesium, and indeed, magnesium is probably the number one mineral that is in less than adequate, I should say less than optimal, let's put it that way, less than optimal supply in many people's systems. And magnesium definitely can help us to not have arrhythmia. So you were listening and interpreted that one correctly. But there's some other things to think about, too.
With the magnesium, what kind of a dosing would you think of?
Well, you got to watch out for that because magnesium is one of the few things that, you know about melchomagnesia. If we take too much of it, it will give us the runs. But a doctor over in England found that if we took an intermediate amount that didn't give us the runs but was too much for our intestines to handle, that it would make the intestines go more rapidly with everything. And even though it didn't result in diarrhea, well, let me tell you what it resulted in. I saw a professor from Vanderbilt University who had half his minerals low, and it was all because he was taking more magnesium than his intestines could stand, but it didn't give him symptoms. So the doctor over in the UK named that magnesium-induced magnesium deficiency. Now, the practical thing there is to not exceed about 400 milligrams of the elemental magnesium unless you measure your intestinal transit time, which just means how long does it take the food to get from the mouth to the toilet. And if it happens to be at the very short end, 10 to 12 hours, but more likely 12 to 18, that's about average. But if it gets into that 10 to 12 or below, then that magnesium dose is pushing the intestines too rapidly. So obviously, one measures that first before starting magnesium, and then you start going up on your magnesium, titrating it up, and make sure you don't get into a too rapid flow through the gut. So you measure.
The other question would be, what form of magnesium do you think would be the best?
All right. Well, there's a number of them out there. Let's see. What would be absolutely the best? Probably the one compared with taurine, and I'll tell you about why in just a moment. It's called magnesium taurate, T-A-U-R-A-T-E. But taurine is an amino acid, and the reason that I'm mentioning that one is that taurine is also the amino acid that helps to control electricity in the heart and the brain. And in fact, taurine doesn't participate in making proteins like most amino acids do. It's an electricity regulator. So part of the treatment of strokes for some children is, I'm sorry, I said strokes and I didn't mean that. I meant seizures for some children, is having them take high doses of taurine and they have less seizures. No kidding. But it also can help. It also can help with having less arrhythmia. And everybody we work with, we have them try taurine, and you'd get some from your magnesium taurate, and then you can get taurine, if you wish, from your local natural food store, Tomo Clinic Dispensary, Compounding Pharmacy. And the nice thing, unlike magnesium, which can give people, as I said, if they take more than their intestines can stand, it can give them the problem of not getting it absorbed. Taurine, no. I've not heard or read or seen any adverse effects from taurine. And in fact, taurine is one of the few things that's been found to help our brains grow new brain cells. Pretty cool, huh? So I'd be thinking of taurine. I'd be thinking of magnesium. I'd be thinking of...
What do you think would be a good dose of taurine?
Well, ma'am, if you happen to be like I am, over 60, I'd be taking a couple grams a day because I can use all... 2 grams. Because I can use all the new brain cells I can get, and I can't find... And I can't find any adverse effects from taurine. I keep looking because I don't want to hurt myself. Now, we've got to go to our next person, but let me just list off the other, or list on, whichever it is, the other things that have been found to regularize heartbeat. They happen to include copper, selenium, magnesium, and manganese. Magnesium and manganese. And all of those help to regularize heartbeat. You might want to get yourself something called a hair mineral analysis, which you can do by clipping a piece of hair, sending it to the laboratory, and getting the levels of those measured in hair. That's not reliable for all minerals. For example, it's not too reliable for sodium potassium, but it is very reliable for manganese and copper and selenium. With the magnesium measurement, if both the calcium magnesium are high and it's a woman, oops, that's a false positive. And if she takes magnesium and calcium, it'll go down, not up. And I don't know why. Yes, actually, I do. I learned it from Dr. Jeffrey Bland. But that's a good test to find out if you really are a bit below optimal on any of those minerals. Again, the list is magnesium at the top. And then after that, we have copper, selenium, and manganese. And then there's a taurine to work with. So, among other things, you might want to check in with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, who can help you with all of this, because there's quite a lot to do. And lastly, getting off the metoprolol, that blocks adrenaline. So no wonder people don't want to keep taking it, and they can't get their energy going when they want to. But I'd be working with the doctor to get off of it and get onto these other things if they work for you.
Oh, that sounds so good, because I think I do have an adrenal problem, so I didn't even know that. That's wonderful. So, yes, I will get on that, make an appointment down there, and I thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for
Happy
calling.
Easter.
Oh, hey, you too, and say hi to the Easter Bunny for me, would you, if you see him or her? I forget which it is.